This is KLLG LP 97.9 FM, Willits, California. I'm Greg Schindel, train singer, and we are now boarding the Bipolar Express.
Chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga up the hill. Puffin' and chugging, you know that engine will reach the summit and go down the other side. Whoopee! What a ride! Clickety-clackety-clickety-clackety-click. Look at the engine, that's old 45.
Yay. What a ride, as we say, as we kind of say goodbye to winter. Yes, so long, winter. Whoo! 2019, and we are merging into another spring, pregnant with new blades of grass and wild flowers, and soon many blossoming, what the heck is that? Is that like sloppixing? Like fruit trees, and oh, the promises of new things to come. Already we've got lettuces and radishes peeking through the newly turned and seeded soil. Now, I gotta say, you probably feel the same way. I'm always amazed that every spring, when it springs on again, it's just such a miracle to me. So keep your eyes out there. Feel this springtime, you know. Think about it. Longer days, shorter nights. I kind of like that, especially when you wake up at 4 a.m. and you can't go back to sleep. Oh, darn, it was just night was shorter. But, you know, you got to be careful not to think too far ahead right now, because we've had a few beautiful spring days. Yes, shirtless, shorts, tevas. Yes, daffodils all around. Watch out, Gregory. Remember, we've had some serious rain and snow in April and in March. So, you know, it's, where is that? Where's that little piece of paper? It's like that Robert Frost in his poem, Two Tramps in Mud Time. There's one stanza where he kind of puts it all out like this. The sun was warm, but the wind was chill. You know how it is with an April day, when the sun is out and the wind is still. You're 1 month on in the middle of May, but if you so much as dare to speak, a cloud comes over the sunlit arch, a wind comes off a frozen peak, and you're 2 months back in the middle of March. Well said, Robert Frost. And, you know, I did have my shirt off the other day, and boom, all of a sudden the cold wind, and it was. You know, one of my favorite springtime songs is this one by David Mallette, or Mallet. Inch by inch, row by row, I'm gonna make the garden grow. I'm gonna mulch it deep and low, gonna make it fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, please bless these seeds I sow. Please keep them safe below till the rains come tumbling down. Pulling weeds, picking stones, we are made of dreams and bones. I need a spot to call my own, for the time is close at hand. Grain for grain, sun and rain, find my place in nature's chain. I tune my body and my brain to the music of the land. Oh, each by each, row by row, I'm gonna make this garden grow. I'm gonna mulch it deep and low, make it fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, please bless these seeds I sow. Please keep them safe below till the rain come tumbling down. Now you plant your rose, short or long, seasoned with a prayer and a song. Mother Earth will make you strong if you give her loving care. The old crow watches from a tree. God is hungry, eye on me. In my garden, I'm as free as that feathered thief up there. All together, inch by inch, row by row, I'm gonna make the garden grow. I'm gonna mulch it deep below, make it fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, please bless these seeds I sow. Please keep them safe below till the rain comes a tumbling down. Perfect song, a light thing. Oh, you know, this is Greg Schindel, train singer on the Bipolar Express on KLLG LP 97.9 FM, radio in Willits, California. Hey, I'm really glad to have you gliding on through the equinox with me on the BPE and into this new springtime season. You know, a convoy of these PG&E trucks and a crew of tree trimmers, they took position between my neighbor's house and mine, and they began to saw, you know, these 6 to 8 inch limbs off these fir trees, and they cut down a whole bunch of live oaks, and gee, they just left this pile of debris underneath their new wires. Like, talk about fire control. I'm assuming the tree crew will return to clean up, but although I've already cut up close to a quarter of that big stuff myself. Thank you very much. And, you know, hearing the saws and the crashing of the trees as they struck the ground. Stacks and stacks of branches and limbs. You know, they kind of put the idea of trees in my brain. And I've read this before, but this is one of my favorite poets, Albert Saijo, on trees. Trees are so simple in their might. Suck up CO2, give off oxygen. Suck up water out of dirt and put out new greeny leaves. Trees say green to light. Tree take sun, make sugar. Tree no need feet to walk. Likes where it's at. Stay put in wind and dance in one spot. Otherwise, tree ever patient in its habit. Tree no talk, so no tree wars. Sweet tree sex, not venereal. Tree stand. Tree throw cool shade to ground. Tree reach up and down and sideways. Tree brave, don't flinch when chainsaw put to it. Tree don't have red blood. Tree say, go ahead, kill me, see if I care. Anyway, tree got party going on all the time. The bugs and the birds, the lichen and the fungi, the mycorrhizae at the roots, and up the tree, the squirrels, possums, grinning cats, raccoons, and other assorted animals. Even porcupines betime. Light plays on leaves. Leaves shudder. Tree like rain, wash off man dust if rain not acid. Even dead, tree make fire. Oh yes, we like trees, don't we, Mike?
Yep.
Yes, we do. And I bet you do too out there. If you're listening to this show and you don't like a tree, you aren't really listening to this show, are you? No. Okay. You know, here's another, this is kind of, I call it, looking ahead in the spring, kind of a nice feeling springtime song. Here it goes. Billy up. Hi, Gregory.
Hi, Greg.
See that bluebird perched up on that tall pine tree. Woo! Singing just for you and me.
Ah.
Oh, she's flying just above the trees. Oh, that makes me. Oh, makes me. Hey! Makes me. Oh, makes me. Wish I were dancing. Ooh. Dancing in the sunlight. I'm thinking everything. Everything is all right. And all my trouble. Oh, just buzzards flying way up high. Casting shadows in the sunlight. Ooh, shadows, 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 sunlight,
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 shadows, shadows,
shadows,
shadows, sunlight,
sunlight,
ooh, shadows in the sunlight, whoa. The wings are beating, beating just above my head. And I wonder what it is that bluebird said. And the crows are cackling, ah, 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 for a piece of bread. Hey, and that makes me, makes me. It makes me, ooh, makes me wish I were dancing, yeah. Dancing in the sunlight, whoa. Thinking everything is all right. It's all right out there. And all my troubles, buzzards flying way up high, casting shadows in the sunlight, high. Shadows,
shadows,
shadows, shadows, sunlight,
woo,
sunlight, shadow, 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 sunlight, sunlight, shadows in the sunlight, whoa. Shadow, shadow, shadow,
shadows,
sunlight,
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 shadows, 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 shadows,
sunlight, sunlight,
shadows in the sunlight, whoa. Look out, Greggy. He just flew away. Come back. Come back, Greggy. I'm coming in. I'm back. Ah, yeah, well, come on. Bring on those sunny days. But I do have to thank you. Thank you. Thank you, great, wonderful planet, for the wonderful rain that we have been having. You know, apparently, I've heard it. Could be fake news. You never know. But we are officially out of the drought in California. Yay. What do you think of that, Mike? You believe it?
Yeah.
Yeah, believe that. It's over. It's over. The American River is roaring. The Yuba's going, ha ha, no gold here anymore. Ooh. Hey, you know, there's water. Water is everywhere. The snow melt. It's just cascading. Reservoirs are full, filled and running over. Floods. Yeah. Hey, you know, I bet you the valley's going to produce a lot more food this year now that they've got their water back. You know, they were leaving a lot fallow because of that. And so, well, I do hope that we leave some of the tension that's been building and building billions. No, excuse me. You know, but you know what? Believe it or not, I've been hearing people go,
I've had enough of this rain, rain, rain. I wanted to have a party and it rained. Oh, gee, when is that? Blah.
You know, how soon we forget those drought years when, you know, remember that? When you wished for a rainy day, you could be inside your warm home and listening to the Bipolar Express or just playing KLLG in general. You know, maybe beating or knitting or carving or whatever you do when you're home in a warm night and day in the rain. But anyway, I gotta say, if you are forgetting about the drought and the dry time, I'd like to play a song for you right now called The Drought. Bring it all back, shining bird.
I need a drink.
Came a time when it never rained. All the people took the plane, never to be seen again upon the land. All the leaves and grass turned brown, the fish were lying on the ground, dust and sand blowing all around, all around. Shining Bird was a native man. His fathers had lived on and loved this land. He wouldn't be the first to make a stand. And though the silence rang like thunder, and all his dreams had been plowed under, he knew some seeds would grow come springtime. Through the final fall of winter, Shining Bird watched and grew thinner, and dreams and visions began to grow. Is that a calling bird I hear? Oh, there goes a running deer. Oh, soon the clouds will shed their tears upon the land. At day to day and year to year, first the blade and then the ear, and then the full grain in the ear. At day to day and year to year, first the blade and then the ear. Soon flowers were blooming everywhere.
Hey, how about that old Shining Bird's vision of flowers blooming everywhere? I've heard that, and I've seen pictures of it, record displays of California wildflowers this year covering the hills of Central and Southern California. And here's another song that was inspired by the writings of James Mason Hutchings, the father of Yosemite, when he was writing about San Francisco and California back in the 1850s, and he does mention the wildflowers. This is called California, The Glory Is Now Over.
Ah, the old 49ers used to sigh if you spoke in praise of the wildflowers around the bay. For they wrote the same districts when there were no roads between San Francisco and San Jose, where the horses wallowed and galloped through oceans of floral splendor. Oh, California, California, the glory is now over. Oh, the silver salmon swam in all clear streams, could be speared with ease by wading to your knees. In search of treasure, men gathered round, sluiced the rivers brown for the gold they found. And the Sacramento River became a last stronghold, where the fish were hunted just like gold. California, oh California, the glory is now over. Oh, in 1850, a man could not believe his eyes when he saw the mammoth trees reaching to the skies, oh, with names like guardian and mother and son. Cutting was soon begun to prove their size to everyone. And at last, the noble monarch of the forest was forced to tremble and to fall. Ah, California, California, all the glory is now over. Now the Clear Lake Indians, once a very large band, were reduced to few before they found room to live on the fish and the waterfowl around the islands and the lakes, lagoons. And the only dread they seemed to have was that they would be sent away from their land. Oh, California, California, the glory is now over. Ah, the old 49ers used to sigh if you spoke in praise of the wildflowers around the bay, or they rode the same districts when there were no roads between San Francisco and San Jose.
Could you imagine that? No fences, no roads, nothing, just galloping horses. Wow. But all those wild flowers, you know. You know, California, the glory is now over. That was penned in 1850 by the father of Yosemite, James Mason Hutchings. You know, that gold rush really brought a lot of strange weed seeds that really pushed a lot of our flowers into oblivion here in California. You are riding on the Bipolar Express on KLLG LP 97.9 FM in Willits, California. You know, these rainy days, they make me think of a song I wrote years and years ago when I was living in a tent in Bolinas, California. You know, let me tell you, when it rains on a tent, the pitter-patter, pitter-patter, pitter, it's like bombs falling on you, though. Anyway, this is called the Owl Song. When the bird catches a bug on the bark of a tree, a shadow of a hawk floats by your knee. Will you steal into the garden? Steal into the garden, will you? Steal into the garden and hear the pitter-patter, 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 pitter-patter of the rain again. When the owl is flying by your side, sitting on the line when you go by. Will you steal into the garden? Will you steal into the garden? Will you steal into the garden and hear the pitter-patter, 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 pitter-patter of the rain again? Kind of weird song. You know, that stream of consciousness, the moment. Oh, it's the song is kind of weird and the melody is kind of dissonant. And I mean, give me a break, Greg. Bugs on the bark of a tree and shadow of a hawk by your knee. Like they have some deep significance to everyone. Oh, now don't be so hard on yourself, Greg. Gosh, gee. Well, you know, that reminds me of a little Lou Welch did. If I can find this, I usually have it all set up for myself, but yeah, here it is. This kind of explains that tune to me. Lou Welch. When he was 20, he understood some of the secrets of life and undertook to write them down so simply that even an idiot could understand. For, he reasoned, if I can't do that, I don't understand it myself. He proved himself right. When he was 50, he didn't understand it himself. So anyway, I mean, I have to get a kick out of some of the songs I hear on the radio and have over the years. Like, oh, that was, what is, whoa, okay, woo, I guess I didn't take that drug. Gregory, shh, shh, shh. Hey, you know, we have had some snow here in Willits in April. I remember a snowstorm was up to our knees about 25, 30 years ago and got out of school, rolled giant snowballs down the Berry Canyon Road. Snow and rain, you know, they carry a certain mood when they're falling together, especially, you know, if you're in the headlights of your car. Here's a song called Snow Fallen with the Rain.
Snow falling with the rain. I saw your face the other day in a friend, reminding me of you. Snow falling with the rain. I saw your face the other day in the trees with birds flying free. Snow falling with the rain. Falling with the rain. I saw your face the other day in the trees with birds flying free. Snow falling with the rain.
I do love that song, I have to say. Captures that certain mood. You know, this is still Greg Schindel.
Twang singer.
On the BPE on KLLG 97.9 in FM in Willits. Hey, check out your hometown radio at www.klg.org or call or leave a message at 459-KLLG. And before I forget, I want my bipolar fans out there to know about some upcoming events here in Willits. On March the 29th, for example, I hope you got there, Willits Center for the Arts, under 20 alumni, there will be a reception the 29th, that's April 29th, folks, 4 o'clock to 7:30. Now, they will be open Wednesday through Sunday, 11 to 5, in case you miss the art exhibit itself. But the reception, again, is this Friday, the 29th. Malachi will be one of the many returning artists that I happen to know, and I definitely will be there. And, hey, happy birthday as well, Malachi. Whoa. Okay, and then on March 30th, we have Neighbors in Need. This is a benefit for the Willits Community Services, and you guessed it, KLLG Radio. Malachi is at the top of the list. You know, then they taste like chicken. It looks like it says, Malachi tastes like chicken, and Dennis Crisp, and what are those guys? The Electric or Eclectic? Can I read that? Coyotes.
Eclectic
Coyotes. Jeez. And of course, Miss Cheryl's incredible, marvelous raffle. KLLG. Yeah. What does it say in the bottom there?
Studio open house
for KLLG. I'm dragging this one out as long as I can. Okay, KLLG. That's what it's all about. But there are neighbors in need, and we will take care of them too. Okay, that's on the 30th. And then April the 2nd. Don't forget, Twining Dime returns to the world famous Center for Arts. The Brick House, 12:30 to 3 o'clock. And then, again at the Brick House, woo, that place is heating up. April the 5th, Poetry Night at the Brick House. I'm going to be there, I am. Oh boy, now get this. Everybody, listen up. You too. Hey, come back. Aw. Anyway, there'll be rare appearances by Greg Schindel, Bebe, and Train Singer, Woo Woo, and Son Malachi, together at, you guessed it, The Brick House, April the 12th, 1-2, April the 12th, Friday, yes, 7 to 9, or as long as you can stand it. Hey! Now, by the way, there'll be surprise door prizes for everyone. Oh, boy, you just got to come in for that. Now, we don't want to miss this one. I'm not going to miss it, and neither are you, Train, and I'm sure Malachi won't either. Oh, no way, Greg. I'm going to wear my uniform. Oh, Train, cool. I was wondering what I was going to wear. Okay, and then, Palm Sunday finds another reason to come to the Willett Center for the Arts as local lights turn on once again, Sunday, April 14th. Go, Willett's community of artists and musicians and poets and actors and charlatans. Oh, speak for yourself, Greg. Okay. Hey, open mic begins at 5 p.m. And, of course, the headliners this time will be the local popular musicians joining together for fun and dance. And, yep, what are they called? Are you ready for this? The Self-Righteous Brothers. I'm going to go see those guys just because they call themselves the Self-Righteous Brothers. I should call myself that, but no, anyway. that's at the local lights on Sunday, April the 4th. What did I say? 14th, yes. Gee, I get so confused. Hey, wow. You know, there's so much happening. And, you know, we've just begun spring and the season. Oh, we're going to dance and sing and play and well, it's, oh, people come from miles around to love us. We're so cool. Oh, God, help me. Okay. So, let me know if you have something special coming up. Just, don't you want to get it on the radio? There must be 12 of us listening. Think about it. It's 12 people you wouldn't have known about. There may be more, right, Mike? There may be. They're stalking the radio. They don't want to admit that they're listening to ours. Come on.
No, they probably tell their friends they're listening to some other station.
Yeah, what is it about this place? Okay. Hey, Greg, you know, yes, Train. Okay. You can catch me on the Skunk Train every Saturday this month, by the way, and into April on the Skunk Train's Wolf Tree Turn. That's a kind of a nice ride, folks. It leaves Willits at 10:30 Saturday and Sunday. And hey, Sunday morning you're back in Willits in time to maybe stop at the Brick House or the Loose Caboose or grab a pie at Kimmy's. We have a great town here and there are things to do. And Malachi, by the way, the singing conductor, he's riding on Sundays. So you can't help having a good old time on that Skunk Train, especially with Train Singer and Malachi on board. Yes. Hey, let's have a little. I'm going to give you a classic train song.
Yeah. You do it, Greg. I mean, Train. Thanks, Greg. Keep it straight.
Come on, you're round as if you want to hear. Story about a brave engineer. Casey Jones, it was a ruler's name. 6'8", the wheel of that road to fame. The caller called a case about a half past four. Kissed his wife at the station door. He climbed in the cabin, orders in his hand, saying, "This is a trip to the promised land." Casey Jones mounted to the cabin. Casey Jones, his orders in his hand. Casey Jones leaning out the window, taking a trip to that promised land. You know, through South Memphis, the yards are gonna fly. Rain was a falling and the water was high. Everybody knew by the engine moan, the man at the throttle was Casey Jones. Jones said, "Fireman, now don't you fret." Sim Whip said, "I ain't a giving up yet." 8 hours later with the southbound mail, we'll be on the time or we're leaving the rail. Casey Jones mounted to the cabin. Casey Jones orders in his hand. Casey Jones leaning out the window, taking a trip to that promised land. Dead on the rail was a passenger train. The blood was boiling in Casey's brain. Casey said, "Hey, look out ahead. Now jump, or we'll all be dead." Well, there's a hand on the whistle and a hand on the brake. North Mississippi was a wide awake. And I see a railroad official said, "A good engineer to be a lying dead." Casey Jones mounted to the cabin. Casey Jones, his orders in his hand. Casey Jones leaning out the window, taking a trip to that promised land. Well, it's a headache and a heartache and all kind of pain. All a part of a railroad train. Sweat, toil, the good and the grand. They're all a part of a railroad man. Casey Jones, he mounted to the cabin. Casey Jones, orders in his hand. Casey Jones, leaning out the window, taking a trip to that promised land. Wow. You know, a lot of engineers have crashed into the promised land since the railroad started whipping on down those steel rails. You know, train wreck songs, as I've mentioned in the past, they're once very popular. Yeah, people like to hear about those grisly things. You know, it's kind of like it's a TV show on, what is it, Criminal Minds. It's just one horrible crime after another. And we can't wait to see the next one. Oh, it's a funny thing we have about that. You know, it was so popular during the day that here's a train song that was just made up. And it became a hit in its day. On a cold and stormy night, not a star was in sight. Cold north wind come howling down the line. Said a brave engineer, "Sweetheart so dear," with his orders to blow number 9. A tear in her eye, she kissed him goodbye. The joy in her heart she could not hide. Well, she told him that night, "Oh, when the stars were bright, tomorrow she'd be his brushing bride." Yeah. As the steam rolled along, the wheels hummed the song, and the black smoke come pouring from the sky. With his headlight a-green, seemed to brighten his dream, for tomorrow he'd be coming back. Well, he swung around the hill, his brave heart stood still, headlight was staring in his face. I whispered a prayer as he threw on the air, for he knew that this would be his final race. In the wreckage he was found, lying there on the ground, he asked them to lift his weary head. As his breath slowly went, was this message he sent to that maiden he thought it was to wed. A little white house I bought for old, I thought we'd be happy by and by. But I'll give it to you, for I know you'll be true till we reach that golden gate. Bye-bye. Can you believe that? I mean, actually, I'll give you the house, but you just stay alone in that house for the rest of your life. And when you die, we'll just see what happens. Oh, well, anyway, that's back then. You know, it's fascinating to hear trained persons tell their stories. And I'd like to get into a little bit of that today. This is some of the tales. Oops. Hi, Guitar. Are you still here? Yes, I am. This is a little bit of the writings of John Brown. Not the guy's body is moldering in the grave. This is another John Brown who was born in 1951. I'll give you a little background on him. The story starts in August of 65. You know, I graduated from high school in Bakersfield and decided to come up to San Francisco. And, you know, I got lost trying to find the San Francisco Bay Bridge. That's easy to do, even back then, I suppose. So I'm lost in the bridge's rearview mirror. And so I'm looking in the rearview mirror, and all of a sudden this locomotive pulling up this string of boxcars come out of the ocean. At least that's what it looked like to me, up this ramp and onto the street. Boy, that scared me. Little did I know that 10 years later I'd be doing the same thing, scaring motorists, driving down China Basin Way, seeing a locomotive coming up out of the water. Years later, it took me a little while to figure out that the place I was then working was the one that had scared me so badly years ago. Now, Neil Cassidy, whom Jack Kerouac made famous, worked for the railroad as a brakeman for Southern Pacific. Kerouac was a brakeman for a while, too. Kerouac's book, On the Road, how does that open now? Quote, "It was 5 o'clock on a ripe, sunny Saturday afternoon. I was laying on my back on a rattling old flat car that had rumbled its way out of Los Angeles heading north." Something like that, I thought. That sounds like a neat job. And that's how I ended up working on the railroad. I bet you everybody out there has a story about how did you get into the job that you have now. But here's the part I wanted to get to. We've hit a lot of automobiles. I knew you'd like the wreck part. Hey, when I saw that train come up out of the water, I did not stop. It kept going. What a lot of people do when they see a train coming, they stop on the tracks and try to figure out the process, of, you know, how to deal with this particular situation. Well, I've seen that happen quite a bit on the head ends of locomotives. On locomotives, you're riding down the railroad 70 miles an hour. Somebody will be wool gathering and they'll hit a crossing gate and break it. And they'll stop on the tracks trying to figure out, what did I hit? Meanwhile, there's a 90-car freight train barreling down on them at 70 miles an hour. Which takes 3/4 of a mile to stop, okay? And then they're trying to figure out what exactly happened. What happened then is you hit them. Boom! Scary. Real scary. Fascinating, but scary. It's like a movie. Your windshield's there, you know, and it's kind of like a movie, you know? It takes on a two-dimensional quality because of the adrenaline. You know, my God, they're not going to move. Then something drops in the old system. You know, they're really not going to move. And everybody gets down on the floor because automobiles usually explode and stuff comes through the windshield. The impulse is to stand up to watch, to say, I see it, I see it, now I see it. The last one we hit, the engineer was able to pull me down and I was able to see a part of the hood go flying over the top of the locomotive. Ooh, ooh, you should get down, that's right. Oh yes, we've hit a lot of cars. Yikes. Hey, since we're talking about a wreck here, I should sing a song about a wreck, why not? Come on. This is a classic train song, folks. If you haven't heard this one, well, it's important that you do right now. Oh, wonderful. Well, they handed him his orders in Monroe, Virginia, saying, Steve, you're way behind time. This is not 38, but it's old 97. put her in dispenser on time. You turn around to his blackberries you find, and he said, shovel in a little more coal. And when we hit that wide old mountains, you watch old 97 roll. It's a mighty rough road from Lynchburg to Danville, lies on a 3 mile grade. He was on that grade that he lost his air brakes. Ooh, see what a jump he made. He was going down grade about 90 mile an hour. Whistle broke into a scream. Found in the wreck, his hand on the throttle, scalded to death by the steam. Well, a telegram come from Washington City with his hat red. You know that brave engineer that ran old 97, lying in old Danville dead. Hey now, all you ladies, please take warning this time now and learn. Never speak a harsh word to your true love and husband. He may leave you and never return. You wouldn't believe the number of old ladies on the train. Oh, my God, just let him go. Let him go. You know, I can't imagine. Steve Brody, he was the other engineer, ill-fated. He went Casey Jones. They were all going too fast. You know, I can imagine cars get hit, you know, got hit quite often in those days as well as engines just falling off the tracks and stuff like that. Yeah, well, so... Here's a funny little incident. Could have been worse, but... Wow, man. Look at the sparks. Ooh, wow. Hey, we were out there in Pinole, which is east of Richmond. And we're just coming out of the hills. Is this curvy track. About 5 o'clock on a summer afternoon. Now, maybe it was early spring. I don't know. There was still plenty of light. You're coming around the curve, and there's a kid standing on the rail with a lit match, waving it at us. Striking match, trying to flag us down. I didn't know what he was doing. The engineer said, what's going on? And I said, yeah, what's going on? So he was about 18 years old. He was a kid, you know, long hair. He was trying to flag us down. He figured, well, we'd see the match. He was waving at us. So he jumps off the rail, and we go into the S-curve, come out, and there's a 63 Chevy Impala dead smack center on the track. High-centered. Uh-oh. They got it hung up on the crossing. And, you know, about 4 or 5 kids standing there. Oh, we hit that. Boom! That was the first one I hit. And that car exploded. It had a tape player in it, and the tape just blew out. It was quite impressive. I was in the front on the locomotive. I did kind of watch that one. I didn't get all the way on the floor because I was watching. The 8-track tape cassette player, you know, it was like tape everywhere. I saw the aftermath. I decided at the last instant that I better get down because the engineer looked like he knew what he was doing, and I sure knew I didn't. So he tells me, my God, there was people in that car. I went, oh, no. I was a medic in the Army, so I have some experience, not much more than the average person on the street, but more. And I think, oh, no. So I grab what I figured I need for the first aid. And boy, if you can give first aid, you know, to someone who's been hit by a train, I don't know. I've never seen one. I thought, oh, my God, what am I going to do to help people hit by a train? Oh, I don't know. Oh, just play it by ear when I get there. So I go running back there. Oh, look. Oh, there's nobody in the car. But there are these 4... long-haired kids. They're 4 sheets to the wind. And this one guy goes, "Wow, man, did you see it? Could you feel it in the sparks, man? Wow, man, the sparks just flew." I'm all pumped up. My heart's pounding. Bum, 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 bum. You know, expecting to find hurt people. And here's this kid telling me about how cool sparks are. Well, I said, "See what you did to the locomotive? How long do you think it's going to take you to pay for that, kid? Your car was where it wasn't supposed to be. This is railroad property here. You were trespassing." Well, that sobered him up real quick. Then I put him in the know that they weren't going to make him pay for fixing the locomotive. But to expect the worst, then to find these guys standing around saying, "Whoa, wheel, look at the sparks." Oh, man, I'll tell ya. Well, you know, I can't. Oh, I got 3 minutes. Oh, darn. Well, let me see. What can I do for you here? What this basically means is I've got stuff for you next week. I think I'd like to take a little bit of this time to say that, again, all the things that musicians have died of starvation. They either die of starvation or overexposure. And you can tell I'm not going to die of overexposure on KLLG. But I do hope that you can catch my son and I at the Brick House on April the 12th. This is a rare occasion for us to play together. We're not going to miss this date. And by the way, Malachi's birthday is March 29th. Mm-hmm. And mine, by the way, woo, woo, what do you expect? When is it? That's right. April Fool's Day is Train Singer's birthday. Hey, don't miss the birthday, boys. Another year older and deeper in debt, right? Okay. And remember, Friday, March 29th, Under 20 Alumni Art. Oh, boy, the reception. Come, come, come. 4 o'clock to 7. Yes. That's at the Willits Center for the Arts. And then on March 30th, Neighbors in Need and KLLG, Saturday, March the 30th, 4 to 8 p.m., Little Lake Grange. Yes, yes, you want to be there. And then moving right along, on the 2nd of April, yes, 20 time at the Brick House, 12:30 to 3. And April the 5th, Poetry Slam at the Brick House, 7 to 9. And again, Greg Schindel, Train Singer, and son Malachi entertaining at the Brick House, April 12th, Friday, 7 to 9. Come on, woo! There'll be door prizes. Oh boy, I can hardly wait! Hey, check out KLLG's calendar at www.kllg.org. Yeah, how much time we got now? No time? No. Okay. We are riding the a bipolar express. Ow! Bipolar express on KLLG LB 97.9. Ooh! Fifth and radio, ribbon radio, a KLLG LB 97.9. FM Willis, Willis, California. See you next week. Woo! Bye, P. Eee!